just like that, we're back. I'm really happy. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. This is DJ Grayscale, also known as your friendly neighborhood Brandon. I'm supposed to have a guest with me, but currently he's eating outside of the studio because we're not allowed to have food in the studio. I remember the rules. But so hopefully he'll be joining me soon. And yeah, also I have big news, if I haven't already told people, because I've been really excited. I actually have, this is going to be my show every week now. Yay! I'm very, very excited that I now have my own show. Now it's not going to be so sporadic. There's going to be some, there's a word. There's a word, and it means, I don't know. I don't remember it. But it's going to be consistent. I have the same time, the same day. You're always going to have me, unless I'm not here. But Thursdays at 9, tune in, 91.5 or WMFO.org. I'll be here. Next week, though, I'm pretty sure we start training the new DJs, which is very, very exciting. So it won't be like a normal show as you would normally tune in and hear. But, I mean, that's okay. We got to get the new people to come in, because, you know, eventually I won't be able to be here anymore. So they got to come in to fill in the shoes of the students that are graduating and moving on to bigger and brighter things. But till then, we'll play some nice music. And hopefully by the time I come back, I'll have my guest with me. But till then, sit back, relax, and enjoy. And I will catch you all later. Bye.
Rising over streets so barren, since the evening colors flash before my eyes. I feel like a child so young and new. In 92 I listened to what my father said. Keep all your dreams, keep standing tall. If you are strong, you cannot fall. There is a voice inside us all. So smile when you can. When you can. To feel so far and free. Now these broken souls are all I see. Fists have fallen to our side. We may cry alone, I feel we know where all of this is headed. But my mama said, thank you.
more out there.
Just like that, we're back, and my guest is finally done eating, so let's see what they have to say. Let me change the board around, and you guys are Should be good.
testing.
One, two, okay, well, you're not going to hear yourself. Put the headphones on.
Good point. Okay.
Now can you hear yourself?
Now I can hear myself. Wow, okay. That's pretty cool.
Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Rohan. I am a junior at Tufts University.
What's your major?
I'm studying computer science and film. That's too professional.
All right, my name is Rachel, and I'm a senior, and I study chemistry and film.
Nice. And chemistry and film?
I do.
Those are two very, like, opposite ends of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah. It's like cramming 8 years into four.
Oh, my.
Because there's no overlap. Well, I guess it's the same thing for
you. Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. It's...
Wow.
I'm bad at chemistry, so
okay, that is... No, there's no way.
No, I think she's really good at chemistry.
Yeah.
People who say they're bad at something and then
that talk means they're really good at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well,
I also just,
you.
Like, know you're smart, so...
Oh, yeah. I love being on air and getting compliments.
No, but dang, I thought my stuff was hard.
What is your stuff?
I'm EE in music engineering.
Okay, but that, like, is hard.
No, because there's so much overlap. I don't have to cram 8 years into four.
Wow. Well, I still think that sounds really hard. Really hard and cool.
No, I'm still putting off chemistry. I was supposed to take Chem 1 like my freshman year, and it's now junior year and I still haven't taken it.
You know what? That's okay. I always say that's a tomorrow problem.
Exactly. That is for later, Brandon. But... So, do you guys just want to keep talking? I got music, but that's just for backup. If you got stuff, it's all you.
Well, I found out I was going to be on air 2 minutes ago, so I didn't prepare. Ron, did you prepare anything? You had time while you were eating.
Okay, let me think about something. What do you guys think of Panda Express?
Is that what you were eating?
That is what I was eating.
Oh.
I can't remember the last time I had Panda Express, to be honest. Or even Chinese in general. It's really? Been a while, yeah.
I feel like, okay, so first, I feel like Chinese, it's like, I don't know, for me, it's like almost hit or miss. Like, it can either have a lot of oil and taste really filling, or it can be very, like, fresh and the vegetables are juicy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they stir fry it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Panda Express today, it tasted incredible. Like, better than a lot of Chinese I've had recently, so... And I never used to think that. Like, I don't know if they've improved or I just had a good day. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I've encountered two people who've had very violent food poisoning.
From Panda Express?
Thanks for telling me that.
Okay, but by this point, I feel like it would have you would have bubble guts or something.
Wait, one second.
No, it happens 24 hours later.
It happens when?
24 hours later. That's when you
feel
it. I did
not know this.
Yeah, I had to clean up from someone who got food poisoning
no.
from Panda Express. So I'll never, ever
touch.
So
you're
like
an expert now, babe.
Oh, I know the ins and outs of Panda Express. It's terrifying.
Oh, man. Also, I don't know what made me think about this, but it was raining today. Do you remember the last time it rained?
Yesterday night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely slept through that. No, I was like, it hasn't rained in like a month.
Not
this is crazy.
Night. Like, I was walking like, I think 6 p.m., 7 p.m. No,
and it rained?
I walked home at some point in time last night. Don't remember. But at the end, right next to my house, it just started pouring rain.
Seriously?
Yeah, and I just sprinted to my house. Yeah.
Wow. I've just been living a sheltered life then. Because I didn't know it rained at all yesterday.
Indoors is where it's at.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's pretty easy to miss a rain shower if it's really short, I feel like.
Oh, was it short?
Yeah, it was short.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I guess that was it.
Did you make it into the house? Did you make it
alive?
No,
I just kept running. Yeah, no, I mean.
You're still running.
Yeah, I'm running the show with Brandon. You know
what
I'm
What have you guys been up to lately? Besides school. That doesn't count.
Oh, okay. I'm working on a beat with Varun.
Really?
Right now,
nice.
At the moment. He thinks this is his breaking point, and that's why I'm helping him, like, hopefully.
Aw, that's so wholesome.
No.
I made it sound more wholesome. We just kind of work on it when we're bored. That's it.
Aw, well, I still think it's cute.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Friendship in general is cute.
Yeah.
Oh, friendship.
We love that.
Love friendship.
Big fan of friendship.
It's a wonderful thing. What about you, Rachel? What have you been doing lately?
What have I been doing lately? I can't even think about what I've been doing. I've been watching a lot of Z Nation. Have you ever heard of it?
Is that the one about, is, I feel like, okay. I feel like I've heard of this. Is it something about zombies?
Oh, it's all about zombies.
Okay, then yes.
Z for zombie?
Yes, that is okay. What
Z stands for. Just double check.
Z anywhere always stands for zombie.
Obviously.
Yep. Gen Z, Generation Zombie.
Yeah, the alphabet. X, Y, zombie, right?
That's that's definitely how that works. Yeah. It's a really good show. It's from Sci-Fi, which produces the best content, in my opinion, because it's very aware that it's sci-fi. So, like, with Z Nation, they just don't give a crap anymore. So, they're doing Anthrax Mennonite zombies. They're doing radiation zombies. A zombie NATO, which is exactly what it sounds like. Zombie babies, half zombie babies.
Half zombie babies.
Half zombie babies. It's really this fascinating.
Interesting.
We're treading into new territory here.
It's very new, but Z Nation's finally tapped into it. So
nice.
It's very exciting.
Nice. I've been watching a lot of Black Mirror. I never really watched it as it was like coming out, and I heard a lot of people talking about it, and I'm finally now like, I should figure out what this is all about.
No, Black Mirror is very good.
Is it everything you hope for?
I mean
what, okay, it's on order, right? I think there is better episodes. Like,
no, like isn't it every episode is its own contained
story?
Yeah,
exactly. So okay. I feel like there's some episodes which are better.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you watching in order?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just going through seasons.
So what I did was I looked up like ranking of the best episodes, and I watched it in that order, and then I filled in the gaps later. I watched the rest.
Well, what's the best episode in both of you guys' opinions?
I like White Christmas.
Oh, I just saw that one yesterday.
Yeah, that was good. There's you a few other. I don't remember the names.
I don't know that one.
It's the one that had, like, the man was stuck in the little house.
In, like, an egg.
Have you watched that?
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that one.
And the whole egg thing, yeah.
That was very trippy.
Yeah, that's why I liked it.
I think my favorite one so far was the one when they were riding on the bikes. I don't remember what it was called. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Mm.
It's the only one that I can remember right now.
Were there, like, kids riding on bikes?
No, it was, like, you would ride a bike, and
the longer you rode the
bike, you'd get money.
In the, like, simulation looking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly. They look like little weeds.
It's like a number.
Yeah.
Isn't the episode, like, a number? No.
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember episode names.
Maybe
but I also didn't realize that seasons were only, like, 4 episodes long. And now I'm in season 3, and I was like,
oh.
Wait a minute, I've only watched, like, 6 of these.
Yeah.
Like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
but it's been interesting. It's going to be the next 2 days.
If you're like,
Black Mirror.
It's really nice to binge, I feel like. Because, like, you always want a new mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are both good ones, though. I surprisingly have seen both of them.
I don't know how I feel about binging. I get really upset because as soon as, like, if I binge something, then I don't have it later. Like, I'm also really bad at watching TV shows. I've been watching the third season of Daredevil for about 6 months now. Just because, like, I'll watch an episode and be like, oh, that was nice. And then, like, I'll get distracted and go do something else. And then watch another episode, like, 2 months later.
Yeah, that's what I do, too. I don't know, like, I used to binge watch shows when I was, like, I think younger, mainly because of time.
That's the thing.
That's probably it. But, like, get that, like, when you kind of take big gaps, you even lose some interest in the show. Sometimes it's, like, a chance you get it back, but it just all depends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know any shows I've binged recently, honestly. Can't think of.
The Romanovs. I binged that.
What is that?
It's, like, do you know, like, those, like, History Channel kind of movies or TV shows where it's, like, part... It's, like, it's also, like, Mars, which I also binged this summer. It's, like, part documentary, part, like, historical reenaction, or, like, in the case of Mars, it's, like, potential reenaction of what would happen. They're both very good. I would highly recommend Mars, but science fiction is my favorite thing
in the
world. I was
going to say, that's what I'm starting to pick up on.
So, if you don't like science fiction, maybe Mars isn't for you. But it's educational. It's entertaining.
That's what it's all about.
It's the two E's. It's all you really want in life.
No, what more do you need?
EE, electrical engineer.
Oh.
Yes.
You're catching on to all the puns today.
No. I probably have to hold myself back because I'm on.
It's okay.
It's too intense.
It's too intense.
It's too punny. Dang, here.
It's insane. We're already almost halfway through the hour.
No way.
Oh. Yeah.
Right now, we just went through 24 minutes.
Yes. No, not right. Well, I mean, you got in here like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah, okay. I was
So, yes, it's been like 20 minutes.
Nice, okay.
No, time flies when you're having fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we're going to go and take a quick break. We'll play a PSA and a couple songs, and then we'll be back. All right, we will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Trying to get bands with a bang, got a plan of attack and a lack and a man. Draw a line in the sand like a rack and a ran. Take roofie planning.
Plan.
Understand?
Yeah.
Gotta branch out, grab my hand. Last dance, gotta take that one more chance. If I wanna be a star, gotta go like Van, like Room Sedan.
Yeah.
Yo, man, everything I do on brand. Everybody following the kid with the ice down neck, cause they know it's a chain of command. Too sharp, don't glance. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Hope that you feeling the vibe. Everybody moving side to side, and I don't gotta wave, now I gotta tide. I be get so high. Alright, alright, alright. Yeah. Days to confused all night. Yeah. When the moon gets so bright, when the stars all got a line, huh? When you got right, oh that's right. Hi, I wanna be in your life. I wanna take you to places that you never been and paint pictures a word at a time. I wanna teach you to fly and not come down. Tryna find truth and lies and find love now. What now? I don't wanna wait till they come round. Doing this awesome future sex love sounds. Me and love sad kid, the new NSYNC. We don't got fan shit, it's all NSYNC. Cino got them, the Beagle got them, and I'm the young man with heat that sensei amazing. Rap game quitting, everybody wanna fade me, but I'm chilling. I don't got nothing against time, I don't kill it. Spin it, tryna make a cycle with a million, billion. Raise me the ceiling, tryna make a mic turn to a whole building. Tryna get bills in, still be real, but above all else, I want you to feel it, really.
Cash, cash, money, babe, that's just all I'm worried about. You know what I got to do, you know what I'm doing. Getting cash, cash, money, babe, talk is always running, babe. Future used to do the maneuver and now it's running late. Cash, cash, money, bags, that's just all I dream about. Music is the avenue, you just who the song's about. Cash, cash, money, babe, got to go, it's running late. On the grind like all the time, feel free to come and join me, babe.
Got me feeling like a king with a crown now. New crew, same kid with the crowd now. I check what I'm doing with a spy cam. Ain't nobody know the hustle that they found out. Afro man, he's kind of tan, a ladies man. He makes his beats all pots and pans, man. I'm a fan of that young man with a grin on his face and a mic in his hand. Like me and Dom Santin said, you boo thing. Take a step back, boo, you a fruitcake. Who knew you back when it was cold out? Ice age, baby, talking broke, you're broke now. Somehow all your savings done broke now. Who knew out of pocket dropping would never make you take a second and stop singing?
Cash, cash, money, babe, that's just all I'm worried about. You know what I got to do. Cash, money, babe, clock is always running, babe. Did you used to do the maneuver and now it's running late? Cash, cash, money, bags, all I dream about. Music is the avenue, you just who the song's about. Cash, cash, money, babe, got to go, it's running late. On the grind like all the time, come and join me, babe.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Right. Winter's here, but I say that I won't make it to the end of the season. Cause but them man there don't know that I pitched my tent in the Garden of Eden. Eden, I was afraid of sleeping till I realized that I was the nightmare's deacon. Now my spirits are high, my mind is a temple, exercising my demons. Exercising my demons, exercising my demons. Blood on blood, I line in my legions. Bangkok gang and all of these regions. As I stand tall in front of the Kraken, I will not yield or weaken. I will not meet my Negan. I will not die this season. Kenkai always the form that I foster, following the rule of two when I strive and prosper. Mindful of monsters, heads on red alert. Come on, come on, then conquer. Insidious bars I conjure, calm and collected, not for much longer. Them man, I think I'm losing my mind. I psychologically wonder. See me, I will never go down completely. Cheeky, it can never be this easy. Summoning margin came to the VGs like it's rising. The goofing geeky, wrapped up neatly, rinse and repeat and hit combat.
dropping a beat with the force of a thousand men. Force of a thousand men. Take my cipher into the demon's den. Reloading the belly of the beast. I slay these monsters under my bed. Victor's bathing defeat. I shove it down. Senzu beans. I'm Zen. When I Zinkai, Budokai, Tenkai, G16. And a beat with a bag full of hentai. Hentai drop my god. Now everything edgy. Bark up back. I'm a weeaboo groove. Then hit it with a finishing move. Now senpai let I give him regeki. Goalless, those who stand in my way on my hit list, faceless, are a stalking man to my listeners. Inside enemy lines, as God as my witness. I flow with a calm Invictus out here, sending tempest waves at the gates of Olympus. Gates of Olympus, tempest waves at the gates of Olympus.
I step on the scene, yeah. Cortez looking clean. You know I got the creases in my Levi's jeans. When I leave, straight to the beach where I'm headed. Take a trip from up north to the 619. Then it's back to the 7-6 settle. In the Badlands, cooking tracks for mis bandoleros. Yeah, it's cause I'm straight west coast and all the way from the border to the side by the ocean. West. I promise that my side's never switching. Nope. You won't ever witness gravy trying to diss the city limits. It's a no-go for me to ever rock a Chargers logo. When and left the city, we don't even need the boats though.
Need em.
It's still SD to the death of me. And even after that, the whole city take a breath from me. My legacy will consist of city pride. Cause I'm with it from the 7-6 so to 619. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky.
In the finest city, stacking pesos. Never turn my back on my town, yo no puedo. You know I'm from Dago. So you won't catch me at Chipotle. I'm posted at Roberto's ordering guacamole.
Yeah.
Si no hablas dinero, no me habla. I don't sip lean. Got my styrofoam filled with horchata. Not sipping on prescriptions, cause homie, that's been played out. Working, writing verses, no substance, slowing my pace down. Dubs in the sky, repping El Oeste. Put on in my city, para toda la gente. Bars going ham, beats slap when you hear my tracks. Have you saying damn? They're talking San Vicente. It's cause my flow is unstoppable. Impossible to stand in my way as an obstacle. Cause I'm coming with my city on my back and a pen in my hand to put my city on the map. Hey,
put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky.
I got a California flag waving in the wind. Padres 47 brand hat, curved brim. And I rock it every single time I get a chance. Mr. Donnie bringing positive vibes, that's my logic. But my city never stand down.
Never.
If you come looking for trouble, then you get ran out. Patriot fire, talking about patriot picnics.
What?
What's patriotic about hating on some immigrants? When them Trump supporters came to our park, had to call the cops and get escorted out like a bunch of marks.
Busters,
little fools had to call one time. Your nonsense ain't wanted in the California sunshine. All my city want is recognition. When you hear the beat, I better see them fingers twisted. If you show love, then this city got some love for you. So put your hands up and twist them fingers to a W.
Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky. Put your hands up high, twist some fingers to a W and throw it in the sky.
And just like that, we're back in the studio. Hope you guys enjoyed. Rohan, you said you have some thought-provoking questions.
I do.
Would you like to share?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
So during that break, I did a quick Google search, and I found many questions.
Do we need background music?
Do you think we do?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I think yes.
Yes?
I
think yes.
Okay.
I'll put on some, like, nice background music. Let's see. Is this one? Is it, what?
Okay. This is good, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel this like I'm in an old library. No, an old library. There's no music there. Like a cafe, I guess.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. It's definitely thought-provoking music.
This is making me think real hard.
The thoughts are going fast.
The thoughts.
Now.
Don't let them stop. Okay. So, do you think humans will last another 1,000 years?
Another 1,000 years?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll last another year.
No, all right, we gotta wake up. We gotta make it to tomorrow, man.
Okay.
Oh, that's loud.
I gotta choose one. There's like about 30 here.
There's 30?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Pick a good one.
What should be humanity's goal?
What should be humanity's goal?
Like, as a... Like, are we talking about, like, what should everyone's individual goal be? Or, like, as a collective?
I think collective, because it's humanity, right?
Hmm. Sustainability.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, doing more positive than negative.
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
Like, if we're talking about net effects.
I have a follow-up question. So, right. Sustainability, that's, like, very important, obviously, right? But what is, like, the... I guess you want to do you want humans to sustain themselves or like the world? Because obviously, there are people like Elon Musk plans to go to Mars. And
that's true. He's trying to dip.
Like, sustain the Earth or sustain humanity? Which one?
I think sustain. I just think it should.
I mean,
balance out.
Yeah.
Like, on Earth.
But like, if you had to choose one, I mean. Not really the meaning of life, but like the ultimate goal is to try to keep people here, you know? So, I mean, I feel like if we've messed up the world too much that we gotta leave, then if we leave, I think the world would fix itself. Like, it's been sustainable before we got here.
Yeah.
So, if people weren't here, it should be able to sustain itself again.
And then you say they come back.
I don't know.
Actually, that could work.
Yeah. Well, I'll just leave for a little bit. Yeah, this is like, WALL-E. This is how it starts.
Oh, really? WALL-E.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. I watched it such a long time ago.
Okay.
I know that, like, there was a whole thing, like, humanity had to take another path, all that stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it didn't... It kind of worked, but not really.
Yeah. They had the boot. They the boot with the leaf.
A single plant. Yeah. And they were like, you know what? We're going to rebuild
Earth. We need time to go back.
This one plant... I don't know. I think... I don't know. I feel like humans are the only animals that really have a problem with... Like, we do more harm than good. And I feel like we're the only species that really...
We're the ones harming.
We're the ones harming. And I don't know why that is, but... I don't know. Honestly, if people, like... I just wish everyone, like, put more thought... into everything that we're doing, and it's like net effects on other people and also the Earth. I think that'd be
a much
better place.
All right, another question.
Yeah, let's do it.
What if one of your long-held memories isn't actually completely true? Does it matter?
I wondered that a lot.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah,
in my English 1 class, I had to write a whole paper about this, and it was asking like. We had to watch the movie Blade Runner, and they were asking, like, okay, well, how human is human? Because, like, they had those replicas that look like people, they sound like people, they feel like people, and the way that they think that they're human is because they have memories that were, like, artificial. So I was thinking, like, dang, what if my memories are artificial? That's crazy. Like, oh. I'd be real sad if I found out that what I thought was real just wasn't real.
Yeah.
Like, that would mess me up.
I mean, wasn't there a Black Mirror episode? Something like that?
Yes.
Where they scroll through the memories and stuff?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was one of my episodes
I really like that one too, yeah.
I'm trying to... So, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the podcast Ross and... Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's these people who go to... like alien conventions and things and like urine therapy and things like that, and they try out the things that like everyone's fascinated about, but no one's willing to go to and so you can just listen about it. And they talk a lot about hypnotherapy and like the damages of hypnotherapy. And I think the idea behind it is that you go and you see a hypnotist and they bring back memories that have been repressed, and a lot of the time, like, they go because they're having, you know, problems, and then the problems that arise from it is that hypnotherapists can actually implant memories into your brain just by biased questions they asked.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of ethics with that.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
No.
Have you?
No. But a lot of my friends have. Like, at the end of my senior year, there was, like, a... We called it last blast. It was, like, we all went to this gym, stayed there until, like, 4 a.m. The last thing they do is hypnotize, like, a group of people from the audience, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. For, like, most of them, it seems like it's working, right? But this is the theory that a lot of people have. Everyone just gets so tired by, like, 2 a.m.
They're willing to do just whatever.
No, not that. Like, they get loopy to the point where they, like, get in this daze. It's almost like, yeah, I don't know. Where, like, the hypnotism is somewhat working, but at the same time, it's because they're susceptible, right? That's the thing.
Interesting.
I think that's true. Where it's, yeah. like, if you don't think you're going to get hypnotized and you're like, well, I'm not going to get hypnotized, you're not going to get hypnotized. It's more of, like, if you give into it and, like, are willing to be, like, open and stuff, then that's when, like, you're more susceptible to be hypnotized,
I guess. My sister actually has gotten hypnotized.
Has she?
What did she say? She
said the exact same thing. Like, okay. It was because she went open into it. Like, I know her friend went with her and mm-hmm. didn't work at all. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've seen hypnotize them. I was at, like, an event where they had a hypnotist there. And they brought up a bunch of people, and I can't remember what question they asked this one guy, but they asked it, and he started, like, going into, like, this X-rated explanation, and, like, the guy, the hypnotist was like, no, stop. There were, like, children everywhere.
Dang.
You guys have seen Get Out, right?
Yeah, of course.
There you go, hypnotism.
That is
the whole hypnotism. Thing is hypnotism. Yeah.
Whole thing
but that's like hypnotism. Super different. What is it called? They go to the space.
The sunken space?
The sunken, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I know my grandpa, when he used to smoke a lot, he got hypnotized and then he stopped smoking.
No.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And he swore by it.
Yeah. Like he wanted to stop, so he went to a hypnotist to get him to stop smoking and he stopped smoking.
That's crazy. Interesting. I mean,
wait, that happened in Get Out too.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Wait.
Yeah.
Is this like? Are you just saying this?
No, I'm being so serious. Happened? This actually happened. Yes.
IRL.
Yes. Yes. IRL.
You remember that in Get Out, right? That's like the thing that happened first.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That's how she found her way in.
Yeah.
She's like, I got him.
It's so scary.
That's a scary movie.
Hmm.
All right. What's another? Give us another.
We'll do one more, and then we'll go back to some music.
More thoughts.
I always have to play. I always have to play a trombone shorty song. Like, that's my thing.
Okay. Does fate exist? If so, do we have free will?
What? Wait, that's contradictory.
Exactly.
If fate exists, then no. What?
No. If fate exists, yeah, that implies that everything is, like, up to fate. But does that completely remove our ability to have free will? Say we know what our fate is like, can we still choose a different path?
I don't think there's fate.
You don't think there's fate?
No, I feel like everyone has the ability to make their own choices.
Yeah, but like,
I don't know necessarily. Everyone, I feel, has different opportunities,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like everyone has the ability to choose the fate based on those opportunities. Not like, okay, I have the same opportunities as like a multimillionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, my opportunities, I have the choice to choose which opportunity I go with. If okay. that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One thing I was like, okay, so going off of that, is that really fate? Or is that the free will aspect of it? Because I feel like people think about fate like you're born with it. Like it was meant to be. Like, for example, I guess like there's some things that just like people leave to fate, right? They're like, oh, I'll be okay, right? Because it's everything that's supposed to happen will happen. What was that called? The Murphy's Law?
Murphy's Law?
Yeah.
No, I thought that was bad stuff. Like, Murphy's the worst thing
yeah,
that
everything,
will happen.
Yeah, okay. everything. Yeah, I messed it up.
I mean, that's close. I get what you mean, though.
Yeah, or like, just like good things will happen if they're supposed to happen. All
that stuff,
right?
Okay.
I don't know. Like, is that fate? Would you categorize that as fate? And in that case, do people have any control over that? Or is it just like an outcome will happen? Well, I guess you have to believe in fate to answer that question, so I don't know.
I feel like if you're talking about like what fate is, I think with that you're assuming that like time is like a straight line.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I believe that that's like, I think that's how we perceive time, but I don't know if like that's how, and in some ways then what will happen has kind of already happened.
What about like the notion that everyone has a fate, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone around everyone has a fate, and everyone in their brains, like the fact that that person existed was fate. And so basically just imagine like fate in every single person, and every single person's life is only controlled by fate. And in other words, like your free will, the way your brain changes over time, is connected to fate. Like, yeah. Everything that was supposed to happen in your thoughts is also fate. So do you even have like a path then?
I think,
like, say right now, this was supposed to happen. This is fate.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, like who says that like it's not?
I mean, does it really?
I mean, who says it is though?
Yeah. Does it
exactly?
Does it matter if we don't know that it's fate, and if we like are under the assumption that it's free will?
Oh dang!
It matters for this question. That's it.
It matters
that's
for only
like
this question.
Off question. Would you rather not know your if fate is a thing? Would you rather know it or not know it?
Well, if you know it, you can change it then, right?
I mean,
if you believe in
according fate. To Merida from Brave, yes.
Oh, I never watched that.
That's a good one.
No, I don't know. I'd be curious, but I'd be terrified that I wouldn't like it.
You'd be like, man, this is how I end up.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be too scared. Yeah.
All right. These have been thought-provoking questions. So we'll get back to some music. I'll play just a couple, and then we'll come back. And we only have 15 minutes left, so I'm sure by the time we come back, it'll be about time to wrap up. But before we wrap up, we'll go back to some music. So, yeah, we'll wrap up soon. And until then, you're listening to DJ Grayscale along with
Rohan
and
not
Rachel.
Grayscale. I don't know.
Rohan and Rachel from Triple R Productions.
Yeah, actually.
There
yeah.
you go. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be back to you here shortly. Alright, bye guys.
thing is strange. That's just a game. Everybody tripping, throwing it away. We was getting lifted, now we getting paid. Shame on you.
I paid the cost to see apostrophes. That means it's mine. Yeah. Keep to myself, taking my time. Always into some out of line. Driving with my eyes closed, missing all the signs. Turn the ignition, I'm driven and sitting pretty. Listening to Whitney and whipping it through the city. Yeah. Man on a mission, figure it out. Putting way too much on my shoulders, please hold me down. I keep my head above the water. My eyes getting bigger, so the world is getting smaller. I be getting richer, but that only made me crazy. Mama told me I was different even when I was a baby. That Mercedes through the PA when I pull up. Sounding like a concert or a monster truck. I'm tripping, but I'm falling up. Always said I wanted all, but it's not enough.
Okay, yeah.
I'm always saying I won't change, but I ain't the same. Everything's different, I can't complain. Don't know what you missing. Shame on you.
Everything's strange.
That's just a game. Everybody tripping, throwing it away. We was getting lifted, now we getting paid.
Shame on you.
System, long to the king. Turn the power off and get your water from the spring. I'm bringing everyone with me when you get iffy. I give 150%. This is the shit I'm dealing with, but I wish I forget. Used to be feeling depressed. Now that I'm living, I'm a little obsessed. Yes, behind jacuzzis, I be hitting the jets. I'm showing her some love, she be giving me some. Respect the Adonai. Don't go down and be a victim of your pride. Why you lying? Tell the truth or step aside. I don't got the time to let it slide.
Yep,
I'm too grounded. Push whips that move mountains. New cribs, blue fountains. These are my surroundings. I be going through it, you just go around it. But it's really not that different when you think about it.
I change, but I ain't the same.
Everything's different, I can't complain.
You don't know what you miss.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Everything's strange.
That's just a game. Everybody tripping, throwing it away. We was getting lifted, now we getting paid.
Shame on you.
Just like that, we're back in the studio. I just wanted to wrap up real quick. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Amp It Up with DJ Grayscale and my wonderful friend. You want to say goodbye?
Goodbye. No, my name is Rohan, and thank you for having me, Brendan. And this was fun, and have a nice day at night, everyone.
Thanks so much for having me. I've never been on air, and you know what? It was really fun.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'll catch you next week. Bye.
She my number one, I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was.
My